quickly fall if I would dice. Disappears. Disappears.
What's up? This is DJ Mandy B.
And this is DJ Mia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. That was so good, DJ Mia. Would you like to introduce yourself and explain your name?
Yeah, my name, as written on my birth certificate, is Adam Meyer.
Okay.
And the DJ Mia name came from Madam I'm Adam, which is a wonderful palindrome that I came up with as a young man.
Oh, what age did you come up with such palindrome?
I would like to think that I thought of it as young as my middle school years.
Wow. Did that make you a lot of friends?
You know, it certainly was useful when we were learning about palindromes, mm-hmm. probably in English class.
Yeah.
And I had one about my name, but that's it could have also possibly led to bullying. So
who's to say where the line was drawn?
I'd like to think it made me the man I am today.
That's awesome. Well, we're super happy to have you in the studio. And by we, I just mean me. But all of the 10 listeners out there, we appreciate you immensely. And those that are in your car in the greater 5-mile radius of this studio, we also appreciate you. We can't see you that you're there. So Adam was just explaining to me that he found his swim trunks today, which was the highlight of his Tuesday. And you might be wondering why. Adam, would you like to share with the viewers, the listeners, why you were so excited about your swim trunks?
Yeah, as a senior at Tufts, the way that the academic lottery system works, I was lucky enough to be able to sign up for swimming one. I can in fact swim, mm-hmm. and just decided not to take swimming two because it didn't work with the schedule. I like a very relaxed senior spring.
No, naturally, yeah.
And I was thinking about going back to swim class. It's a pretty flexible class about whether you decide to show up. And mm-hmm. this morning,
that was like my spin class.
Oh,
yeah.
We love flexibility.
She said as long as she recognizes your face by the end of the semester, you get an A.
Exact same thing with swim one.
That's awesome.
And I had decided to take a couple of weeks off, and the swimsuit just disappeared into the ether. But this morning, after searching every place twice, I found it.
That's
so
awesome.
I was happy about that. So
wow, I'm really happy for you.
I can go swimming on Thursday in clothes.
Did you know that I was a star swimmer in my high school youth?
I did. And relative to your brother, who is, you know, swimmer extraordinaire on a, on a higher caliber, how did you two match up back in that day?
Well, swimmer brother was always far better than me. But swimmer sister was not.
Did not know she was also a swimmer.
No, that's why. Because she was very bad. So she had to drop because it was too easy to compare when you're the exact same age, weight, and height to be like, why is that one better than the other? So then she put her foot down, as we called it in the family, and she was like, I'm not swimming again. And then she started knitting with my mom in the stands at swim practice because she didn't have anything else to do while we were at swim practice. And then my dad was like, let's not do this. Let's not have a knitter as a kid. So then there was a squash court right next door to the swim pool. And so that's how my sister's squash career was born.
And to what do you owe your great success relative to your sister as a swimmer? Given that you two are physically the exact same human being.
I have no idea, honestly. I really can't say. I just took off in a way that she didn't. And, you know, she's probably always a little bitter about it. But her skin was less dry than mine, so she won in the long run.
Rats.
Yeah.
And were you born first or second? I have a hypothesis here.
I would like to hear your hypothesis first.
Yes. So my hypothesis is that if you were born second, you'd mm-hmm. be younger. Mm-hmm. And that would mean you would have spent less time on planet Earth, mm-hmm. less experience with gravity. Mm. So your body would have been slightly more stretched out than your sister's. So you'd get slightly more water under each stroke, and then you'd be a faster swimmer.
Adam, while that is a glorious hypothesis, that is indeed incorrect. I'm 9 minutes older than Bryn, but she likes to say that if we were born in China and followed what the Chinese thought, then she is older because she was on top.
Wow.
And yet we are not, so I'm older. And that's all I have to say about that.
I'm learning so much tonight.
Yeah, you are. Should we play your song?
I would, my song, yes. I'd love to hear my song.
All right, here's a little country. So, Hard to Forget by Sam Hunt.
Hands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one to take. First, there's the glass that will ease all my pain.
Hey. I saw your sister at work, I saw your mama at church. I'm pretty sure I saw your car at the mall. I see your face in the clouds, I smell your perfume in crowds. I swear your number's on my phone, wants to call. It's kind of funny how I can't seem to get away from you. It's almost like you don't want me to.
Dress just a mess in my head. cold hard truth. I got a bottle of whiskey, but I got no proof that you showed up tonight in that dress just to mess with my head. So much for so long, out of sight, out of mind. Girl, you're looking so good, it's driving me out of mind. Oh, you're breaking my heart, baby, you're playing hard to forget. Oh, honey, I'm falling apart, you're playing hard to forget.
Okay, we're back. Adam and I were just talking about small goals, and I was explaining to him how I have a daily to-do list, and the first thing on my to-do list every day is wake up, so you can automatically check something off your list and have a better day. What's your small goal today, Adam?
My small goal today was probably finding my swimsuit. I thought it was going to be a small goal, and it just turned out to be a much more monumental task than I wish it had become.
Speaking of school sports, since we now have squash courts here at Tufts, I'm taking squash next year. So that's going to be so fun.
How do you think you will compare to your sister?
Will it be
a swimming round two?
I know. I think I'll be exponentially worse than her because she has far longer training and excellence in the area. But I think had I started at the same time that she started whilst knitting, we maybe could have been comparable.
But do you think that playing on such beautiful new courts could possibly give you a leg up? You know?
Yeah, probably. You're probably right. And Brent, I'm sorry, and we'll play next year, and I'll just have to put you in your place once again as the more dominant sister.
I like that. That's the Amanda I know.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it. So one segment that we did one time was what's in your robe? And we were talking about how your robe reveals a lot about you. What's inside the pockets, what's on the robe. What would be inside or on your robe, Adam?
Are we talking about a magic Harry Potter-esque robe, or are we talking more of a out of the shower and needing something comfortable to wear kind of robe?
So I was totally going for like post-shower robe, but if you have a Harry Potter-esque robe that you like to don, then please elaborate on what you'd use, what would be in your Harry Potter robe.
Off the top of my head, I can't really think of a Harry Potter robe that I would have.
Okay, that's okay.
I also don't own a robe. I'm a towel user.
Oh, whoa. What's on your towel?
So nothing, I would hope.
Okay.
I'd like to think it's very, very clean. Only used when I'm fresh, clean out of the shower.
Okay, that's awesome.
So I'd like to think there's nothing on it, but the color is an aquamarine green kind of color that's a little bit faded, but still works perfectly fine and smells very nice.
Okay, good. As long as it smells nice and still sops up the water, I'm here for it.
It sops it way up.
Okay, good. I only ask because I'm a huge robe wearer. I have three robes, one of which I got when I was about 8 years old.
Wow.
And I still wear it because I love it. But it doesn't quite fit as most... Oh, sounds like someone's dying. We'll just let that ambulance pass before I elaborate on my robe.
Fire truck. Even more exciting.
Okay. When I was little, I always was like inclined to follow a fire truck and like see what was up.
Did you ever pursue that inclination?
No, because I was always like in a car with someone else driving and you're simply out of control, you know?
Now that you have much more freedom, have you ever?
No, I haven't.
Do you still want to?
I totally want to. I'm so curious. I would love to follow that fire truck right now.
What do you think the best possible outcome of that could be? Not trying to shoot down your dream. I'm just trying to see how big the dream is.
I think best possible outcome, you'd see a small fire at a house. So that's actually pretty lame. And you totally invaded someone's privacy and like worst day ever. But that's okay. It's fine.
Your robe collection.
Oh, my robe. Oh, yeah.
So why do you have the other two?
Well,
presumably because one of them fits.
I can't wear the one that I was 8 years old out of my like home.
Okay.
And that couldn't come to college because it was just so petite and like just barely covers all the areas that a robe intends to cover. Mm-hmm. But it totally does. But I think that my freshman year roommate, who I think is my arch nemesis, would have made her not like me even more. And then I got a second robe when I went to summer camp because I was like, this won't do. Because you like, I don't know, I just like thought that was a summer camp thing when I was sleepaway camp. And then, but that was like white and boring. And then for Christmas a couple years ago, I got this red plush robe that I just wear all the time. Like probably 3 to 4 hours a day I'm in that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, when I don't sleep in it. So that's even more hours a day.
Oh, and there are days where you do sleep in it.
Totally. Not just the robe, but like on top of my pajamas when it's extra cold outside.
Oh, okay. As a warmth.
Yeah, correct.
There we go. And does it have pockets? Tell me a bit more about it. What are in the pockets? I heard that was a question people like to ask in segments like this.
Well, I think the idea was sparked for what's in your robe by the fact that there's like a lot of peanut butter on my robe because I consume a ton of peanut butter, which you do too.
It is true.
Would you like to share with the listeners the type of collection that you have cultivated with your peanut butter jar labels?
Yeah. So I am a big fan of Teddy's peanut butter, the unsalted smooth type.
Okay.
Although I am easily convinced to hop over to the crunchy camp. Whenever.
What happened if someone put salt in that?
If they put salt in that, I would not have a temper tantrum or anything like that.
Okay.
I would just wonder, why are they contaminating this delicious raw peanut product with something that's not peanuts?
Totally, yeah.
Wonder what's going through their mind and if they're having an okay day.
Probably not is the thing. Just like they ruined your day.
Probably, yeah. So I would have a one-on-one with them.
Okay.
What's going on? So back in the day, I learned that if you take a jar of peanut butter, once it's finished and you've got every last morsel out of there, if you take it and you put it in a pot filled with water, both inside and out, not only will it help clean the inside of the jar, but it will loosen the glue on the outside of the glass jar.
Oh, wow.
So you can take off the label.
Did you learn that from just a chance experience?
No. So my dad actually has honeybees back in Maine.
Oh, wow.
And he will do this with jars to get all the labels off of the jars. And that way he can use them as regular glass jars for storing his honey and giving it away as gifts.
That's totally what I figured was the alternate option.
Yeah. It's very common for us Maine folk to do wild things like that. So I learned the tricks of the trade from my father.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I created a mural on the backsplash of my kitchen sink that has every wrapper of every Teddy peanut butter jar, except for one, on it. And it's quite the growing collection right now.
That's so awesome, Adam.
It's my passion project.
That's so much healthy fat.
So much fat.
So much healthy fat, though.
Healthy, yes.
I'm learning all about it in my nutrition class right now, which I have a midterm for on Friday.
Oh my gosh, I'd love to hear more about that.
Okay, well, maybe up next.
Yeah,
we'll play another song. That's been enough chatter.
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call God. got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Okay, we're back. So last weekend I invited myself to
this guy.
What is going on?
We've just got another friend in the studio. Take Maybe that that one. No, this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Bring What's it up? In.
Did you text me?
Yeah, I did.
Totally did.
But I got lucky.
Okay, cool. Are you looking for anything?
Do you see any earphones? Just a little mozzie bar, I guess.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
We have missing earphones and a new friend in the studio. It's a huge minute. Wow, Max, you are 4 minutes early.
I'm an early person. Let's go. Favorite part of the week. What is going on? What's going on?
Can we hear you? Or hold on
can
one
second.
Can
you hear
me? Yeah, we can.
Yes.
Totally.
Lovely. How are you guys?
We're doing so well.
So good to be back.
We talked peanut butter. We talked
robes.
Swimming. We talked robes. We talked a little bit of country, which didn't go over great with my dad who's listening, but that's okay.
Okay.
Do you have thoughts on any of those topics, or would you like to introduce a new topic?
I actually have been thinking about this topic for the entirety of
We have
the
a
week.
Caller.
Oh, who's our caller?
I don't know. Let's check it out. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Patrick from Medford.
Hi, Patrick.
How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was concerned about the lost headphones, though, so I was going to try to help you find them over the radio.
Oh, please.
Did you check under the table?
Like, which table?
Underneath the DJ desk.
Oh, yeah. I don't see any under here.
Check under the couch.
Okay. I don't know if this is, like, a joke.
No, this isn't a joke.
Okay.
I was just saying hi. But I do have one comment.
Yeah, sure.
So I was listening before to the story about the peanut butter jars.
Of course.
And I am also a petty peanut butter aficionado. So I basically wanted to let... I'm not quite sure the name of the other guy in the studio, but there's another type of Teddy peanut butter that I just saw today. They just came out with organic Teddy peanut butter. Were you aware of this?
Oh, I was. Adam, were you aware that they just came out with Teddy's organic peanut butter?
I was not aware of that, though. That sounds really exciting. Do you know what types of peanut butter it is?
Your collection.
Yeah, is it smooth? Is it crunchy? With salt? Without? What type of Teddy's is it?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm excited, though. There's a Teddy factory in Medford, I think. No, in Somerville?
I think it's in Everett.
Yeah, I think
it's
Everett.
Very local, though. Everett, I did work there over the summer.
Wow, oh, bird watching field trip coming soon.
Oh, totally.
Reporting from the field.
I would definitely go there. Although, it would be kind of a nightmare if you were walking by there, if you have peanut allergies, maybe you just choke on the air.
Yeah, that would be a super bummer. I agree.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to say hi. I have another, I have a radio program too.
When do you have your show?
It's on Mondays at 7, Man vs. Mob Radio.
Okay, cool. This is a shout out for Man vs. Mob Radio.
Nice to meet you over the air.
Nice to meet you too.
And by the way, great program. I like your music and your comments.
Thanks so much. I'll make sure to listen to you next week. All right. Well, have a great night. Wow. I'm such a local celeb.
Exciting. Please, fans. This is my first call-in on this show.
How many shows have you done, Max?
This is my second, but like I can't even say two because I get here halfway through every time.
No, you can totally say two.
Say two.
Hold on. I'm just trying to get you that mic because I feel like the mic you're on is a little low.
It's a little low. People in Medford, is my mic a little low?
It's a little low. Okay, you try that one now.
How are we doing?
Is
it better?
Try now.
Oh, that's all the volume. Let's go.
Can you hear him?
Not quite.
You can't hear me?
No.
Wow, I can hear myself. That's super loud.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Just a small technical difficulty in the studio, but... Oh, here we go. One moment. All right, just go back to the other one. It's okay. All right, so Max, what did you want to say about your topic?
Okay. I've been thinking about this a lot this week, and I think that there's like some songs that have a certain like beat or bass or rhythm or rhyme or tune that you listen to and you're just like, this song is going to propel me towards my destiny.
Okay.
I have a song.
Okay.
And it's completely, every time I listen to it, I'm just like, you know what? If I were, you know, the protagonist in a movie, this is my montage scene. And I think that everyone needs to like really feel that when they go on a walk sometimes.
What is your montage song?
My montage song at the moment, it changes.
No, naturally.
Is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Oh.
Yes.
Top of the charts kind of guy, huh?
We're going straight to the top of the charts this week. And it's purely like, you're taking me back to the 70s. And I'm just proceeding towards my destiny at light speed.
That's really exciting. Yeah. I could totally just see you like strolling in the Medford sunset to that song.
Yes, the Medford sunset was popping this week.
It truly was.
I was flying to my destiny left and right in that 60 degree weather.
That's awesome. I was honestly flying to my destiny on my walk home from work today. I was really feeling myself, I started snapping and whistling. And I've never done that before. I was like, wow, I'm in such a peppy little mood.
I mean, like, you gotta just, like, dance in public sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's really important.
When you play your song, Max, do you notice that your footsteps speed up, or is this more of a mental manifestation?
I think there's definitely, like, a little pep in my step. Like, I'm popping higher off the ground than I normally do.
Oh, we like that. We like that.
Yeah, there's... It's actually the definition of pep in your step. But, yeah.
Wow. Do you have one, Adam? A montage song?
My montage song is the one from earlier that
that
a couple people didn't love. I like the vibe of it.
Okay, that's fair. I would say my montage song / all time favorite song / song I'll never get tired of, Hozier, Take Me to Church.
Great song.
I just wanna
belt that
soar
out
when I listen to that song.
That's a good song. Like, you, hands down, like, that's a song where you're in the kitchen, you're feeling yourself while you're cooking.
Oh my God, 100%.
High beltability.
High.
And then you always crack, but you just proceed. You just honk and proceed, and it's totally fine.
Embracethehonk.com.
One of my housemates, I'm not going to say which one, doesn't like background noise. So when I'm in the home, it feels unsafe for me to play my music out loud because I know that's disrupting someone else's peace. So I have to just listen to my headphones, which is okay, but then I think it makes even people more weirded out when I'm singing out loud because they don't hear what I'm hearing. They don't hear all the instrumentals and stuff, you know?
That's what I was talking about. Alright, so I'm in this class, we have to come up with business ideas.
Okay.
And apparently this already exists, but like I don't have access to it, so like could still create it. When I'm walking down the street and I see someone like absolutely vibing to their music, I just want to like live stream right into where they are in that song at that exact moment and just hop on that vibe train. You know, really like feel what they're feeling, listen to what they're listening to, experience what they're experiencing. And I don't have that option right now. So like, I feel like it could be like SnapMap where like I put my ability on where people can just like hop into my song. I pass by them on the street and then suddenly we're on the subway together and we're just nodding our heads, tapping our feet, feeling the same feelings.
I love where your head's at. You said this already exists?
Apparently, but I haven't seen it, mm-hmm. So I don't believe it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a silent disco?
I have heard of a silent disco.
Have you ever been to one?
No.
Adam, have you been to a silent disco?
Yes.
Oh my God, please share your experience.
So it was 3 years ago now. It was the Tufts University Social Collective arranged it over in Hotung Cafe.
Naturally.
It was put on by WMFO, so it was easy for people to just tune in to whatever the DJ was playing. Everybody had their headphones on. It was dead silent in Hotung Cafe, but everyone's ears were popping with music. There was a lot of pep and a lot of step.
That sounds electric. Did you have a good night?
It was a great time.
I want to host a party.
Have you ever attended one?
No. But now it's my life's goal.
I think you have to.
I think I'm going to host a birthday party for myself in end of August, early September next year, because for a while I really wasn't feeling the whole like 21 thing. Like I was like, oh, it's totally fine to be young for my grade. Like I don't care. But these past few weeks, I've really been feeling it. Yeah. I just want to go pop off in Boston, but alas, I cannot.
You cannot.
So just catch me end of August, early September, popping off at a silent disco.
Wow.
This has been your informal invitation.
Yo, if you're a bird watcher listener, you gotta be at the silent disco.
You gotta
disco.
Be. And I'll follow up with more details, and Adam will come back from whatever job he has.
Absolutely.
And it'll be just incredible. Okay, well, we're gonna play Max's montage song, and then we'll be right back.
Yo, proceed towards your destiny, everyone, right now. Just blast it. Blast it.
Show me how. just a touch, baby.
Everybody's favorite time of the night. It's PSA time. And Adam has just the one picked out for us, and it seems to be the one that everyone likes to pick out because it's the greatest one in the book, but please share with us.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about ladder safety. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet.
It could be.
Or waiting in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
It's so sad.
Would you like to take a guess as to what it is?
I have no idea.
Callers, if you're a caller on the line, we'll give you 3 seconds to call it.
Three, two, one.
What is it, Adam?
A ladder.
Shoot.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
How many people fell into the trauma center?
150,000 people.
They fell right into it.
They
that
fell
sucks.
Like straight off the ladder into the trauma center.
This is a really tall ladder. It's well known. And if you're looking for tips on ladder safety, you should visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Sorry, what was that? Just because it's such a prevalent issue in this society, I think they need to hear it one more time.
Yeah, for all you 150,000 people out there, it's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Mm.
And this is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah, wow. That one hits home every time.
Have either of you ever been the victim of a ladder accident?
I don't think I've ever even been on a ladder. TBH.
You don't think you've ever been on a ladder?
Well, that's a total lie now that I think about it. I've been on play sets. I've never been, like, on a ladder for use of, like, industry.
But do you think that the ladders that you have been on are any less dangerous?
No. That's the perception that gets people right into the trauma center.
I think so.
Shoot.
I've been on, like, many ladders, but I listen to Adam's PSA about ladders all the time, so I've never fallen off into the trauma center.
Have you fallen off elsewhere or just
no? Just into like hay?
No, okay, that's awesome.
Into hay? Do you do a lot of agricultural work?
No, just one time is into hay. All the other times, you know, easy on, easy off.
Yeah. Okay.
What were you doing in the hay? I'm really interested. What a New York City boy such as yourself was doing.
I was on a photo shoot with my dad, and I was on a ladder because we use a lot of ladders on those for some reason. And yeah, I fell off into hay. It was an outdoor shoot. It was a really nice fall, actually.
That sounds kind of glorious.
Yeah, I kind of recommend it if you're going to fall off a ladder.
Okay.
I do have one thing that I want to shout out.
Yeah, please.
Because I don't know if anyone knows about Tufts Green Dot, but here, I'm just going to read you the very like specific description. So Tufts Green Dot is a proactive and reactive bystander intervention program that focuses on building skills for a safer community. Today is Tufts Green Dot Day. Holding my pin. And it's a really important cause, and I think you guys should check it out. Check out Tufts Green Dot on Instagram, guys. Learn more about how you could get involved. Great cause.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Just a little bit of goodness for your day.
That felt good.
Yeah.
Isn't it like if someone's wearing a green jacket or like a green shirt at a party, you like know that they're like sober and safe? Is that the thing?
I'm actually not 100% sure about that. Kind of new to this.
Okay.
Have recently gone into it like through soccer.
Oh, are you an ambassador?
Well, I'm actually not an ambassador, but they're doing something with all the athletic teams right now, and they're just raising as much awareness as possible. And I've actually just like started to learn about it a lot in the past few days, and think it's just a super, super great cause to, you know, follow and support. So that's why I'm advocating for a little bit.
Get educated, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I had a follow-up question about ladders.
Yes.
Are either of you superstitious? And the reason I ask this is because, like, some people won't go under a ladder. You see a broken mirror, black cat, you know, just all the classics.
Not in the slightest.
I used to be, like, cripplingly superstitious.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my lucky number is 14.
Of course.
And before I went to bed when I was younger, I would always have to, like, count to 14. Every time I jumped in a pool, I would have to stay underwater for 14 seconds. And every time I like crawled through someone's legs or someone crawled through my legs, I had to reverse it.
Okay, why were you crawling?
Well, I was like 5, 6, okay. 7.
10, 12, 10, 18. 12.
14.
As you get older, crawling doesn't go out of style. People stay crawling.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to a point where like I was like, this is actually harming my life. And then one day I was just like, nothing bad will happen.
Yes.
And if you don't believe it, it doesn't happen. But if you do believe it, bad things will happen.
They totally will. No, I agree.
Hands down. Yeah, that's my 2 cents on superstitions.
I am superstitious in that I always make a wish at 11:11, but that's just kind of for fun.
Oh, I like that.
And then I always pick up money on the ground. But I don't care if it's heads up or heads down. I still think it's lucky because you're a penny richer. And then anything else I don't really care about.
Do you always pick up money even if you're in a rush?
Totally.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yesterday I picked up. Oh my.
Well, quarter is a game changer.
No,
because I need those for. That is. It's. Yeah, if you get like a 1 luck per day per cent, then yeah, it's a ton of luck. But also it helps with the laundry, so. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's something you have to think about.
If you do laundry.
If you, do you not, Adam?
We can talk about that next time.
Okay, cool. Wait, question about laundry. What's like the last thing that goes before you have to do laundry? Underwear, socks, shorts. Like
what do I have the most of?
Yeah, like when I run out of underwear is when I have to do laundry.
Oh, I have the most underwear. So
that's awesome.
That's the limiting factor.
Oh, yeah, when I run out of boxers, it's definitely when the laundry's like gotta go.
Yeah,
hands down
because also you just can't rewear, you know. That's one of those things.
No, but
that's a deal breaker. Absolute deal breaker. Also, I feel like you tend to like accumulate shirts over a lifetime.
Yeah, My mom made a quilt out of all my childhood shirts when I graduated high school.
Wow.
We gotta get a picture of that up on the birdwatching Instagram.
I'll just bring it in next time.
Do you have it with you?
No, I actually have it at home. But my mom would be the kind of person to send it to me at school.
Yes.
Just for the cause.
What supportive parents you have.
And I love it.
Amanda's mom, if you're listening, can you please just like ship that over right now so we can get that as soon as possible. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And thank you for listening.
No, she is listening, actually.
Oh.
She often forgets, but then this week she texted me at like 5 and she's like, what time is bird watching? And I said 7, like every week. And she said, perfect. She's listening. And so when I said there's only 10 listeners, she said there was 12 because her, my dad, and my dog were all on one device.
Wow.
Being efficient like that.
I know, we love it. Let's see where we're at now in terms of listeners. Oh, still 10. That's
still
okay.
Still 10.
Well, still 12. Unless...
Solid double digits.
Super solid. Oh, no, we're up to 11.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks to everyone out there who's still listening. It means the world. So now I'm going to play my montage song that I just remembered about.
Oh, let's go.
That gets me going every time I'm on... Oh, my mom just said I will send a picture now. This is my montage song, and whenever I'm on the treadmill, it really gets me going. And we won't play the whole thing because it's like very long. And
is it Stairway to Heaven?
No, I wish.
Might be a very long
Beethoven 7th.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to fast forward a little bit. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm going to send a blood, going to drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, because here I come. That was enough, but that's my montage song.
So yeah, like I'm out here just chilling in my destiny now.
Yeah.
In my destiny bag. Okay, I have something that I want to throw out there. So it's a pretty popular topic to say like favorite Disney movie, but recently one of my friends made it aware that they have never seen Mulan before.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you have any major gaps in, like, your Disney movie knowledge?
Not Disney movie. I'm a huge connoisseur of Disney and Pixar. It's something I'm very proud of.
Favorite?
Toy Story. But I have never seen or read any of the Harry Potter books, which surprises many people, as it seems to surprise both of you.
Yeah.
None of the Harry Potters?
Mm-mm.
That's like a major...
On what basis?
I never got around to it when I was little.
On what basis?
And
I feel like you have to make a pretty active effort to avoid the domain Harry Potter.
I don't know what happened. I just slipped through the cracks. This is what they warn you about in public school.
Slipped through the cracks.
But, yeah. Do you guys have any major gaps in your movie watching or specifically Disney experiences?
Seeing as how we both watch Harry Potter, I don't think it's possible for a quote-unquote major gap. I think that is the only major gap.
We definitely can't surpass you in this, but I don't know, it was a little bit past my time, but the whole Frozen thing.
Oh.
Never seen that.
Oh, that's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Frozen?
I have seen snippets, and I most certainly have heard the musical selection.
Okay. That's the most important part.
Yeah, no, none of that. But I think that was a little bit...
Let It Go?
I think I was like 14. Yeah, but like, it's like, Let It Go. Like, that's it.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't remember. Yeah. Adam?
Or a favorite Pixar movie if you don't have any gaps.
Favorite Pixar? Monsters, Inc.
Ooh.
Monsters, Inc.
That's a good one. That's a hot take, because not a lot of people go to that one, but it is really good.
I mean, it's just like, that's the narrative you want, you know? Like,
that is the narrative.
There's this little kid out there, you know, and without their parents, and then these monsters are just big softies trying to take care of them.
It's really sweet.
Yeah.
Is she dreaming? Is that the plot line?
No.
I kind of forget. Okay.
Monsters are real, Amanda.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I just couldn't quite recall. Our next person in the studio, so Adam, you must say your favorite Pixar or otherwise movie ever, just so the listeners know.
Who made Madagascar? It's animated.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Okay.
You would love that.
Like, that checks out so well. Like, I'm just so happy to hear that.
I do appreciate Madagascar.
Does anyone have any favorite song they want to head us out with? Oh, we'll sign off. And first favorite song. Anybody? Oh.
Adam, you're gonna have to sign us off while I'll
play a song.
Oh, the thing off the wall again.
Yeah, thing off the wall. Okay, this is DJ Mandy B.
This is DJ Mia.
I forget what your DJ is.
Yeah, we're still working on that. That's got to be a project. This is DJ Max for now.
Okay.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Yay. See y'all next week.
See ya.